Hey there, and welcome to the Voice of Topsfield. This is the podcast where we bring our community closer together by sharing the amazing stories, interviews, and updates about the people, events, and places that make Topsfield so special. We release new episodes every week, so you'll always be in the loop with what's happening around town. You can catch the Voice of Topsfield on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or straight from our website. Thanks for joining us, and let's dive into the heart of our community together.
Hi, this is Pete Collin, and this is the Voice of Topsfield. We're joined today for our first ever Voice of Topsfield episode with Tom Caban. Tom, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
So, Tom, tell us a little bit more about what you love about Topsfield.
What I really love is the community. I mean, I am a business, small business, and I have a lot of customers, but all these customers are actually friends. They're just such good people pouring out love and generosity, and they want small business to succeed, but they really are like family to me. I spend holidays with a lot of them and special occasions and so forth. So it's such a great community. And even the surrounding communities from Topsfield, you're very blessed.
How long have you been at Topsfield?
I've been at Topsfield over 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
And have you had your business for 20 years?
No, I have for just 11 years now.
11 years. Right. Oh, okay. And tell everyone a little bit about your business. They probably know you.
They probably do. It's kind of a combination of a lot of different things, but kind of unique. It's a gift store, florist, a tanning salon. Yes, a tanning salon. That's how I started it. I bought a tanning salon, which was next door to Hope Dip, and the income in those days from the tanning helped me grow the gift business and all the other interior design.
What made you want to start your own business?
That's a good question. So I've always been in retail all my life since I was like 17 years old. And I actually was a manager of big box retail stores like Pier 1 Imports, Home Goods, Domain Furniture, Our House Furniture. And I was very rewarded. I was very successful being a manager of those stores. And, you know, you have the corporate guidelines to go by, and I went by the guidelines. But you reach a saturation point sometimes of, like, I was saturated with working for someone else, making money. But I, like, you know what? I have all this I've gathered from these jobs over the years. Let me see what I can do. And I have this concept of elements of those companies, putting them into my own store. And that's where I'm at.
So you've been a part of probably quite a few magical moments over the years,
sure,
people's events. Can you just talk about some of them that really stick out for you? You know, there's, with this community, you can really get involved in it.
And absolutely.
Have some magical moments.
Absolutely. So, well, let me just say every day is magical because customers come in, like I said, they're friends, and a lot of them say, oh, this is my happy place. It's just very magical. I have no high expectations, but then I get a lot of expectations and a lot of love. So there is magic every day. I think that it's amazing what the community brings to my store. I'm on the ECDC committee. I'm very involved in the town. I think I'd like to give back to the town also and help people. They've helped me. So it's kind of creating magic, and that hasn't gone away.
What is that committee all about?
So it's an economic committee to help look at things going on in the center of town and give back and have ideas of different things that we can do. There's a resident on that committee. There's also some other people on the committee. We meet about once a month. We're open to suggestions. We're planning different things for the town. We apply for grants so that we can not try to use taxpayers' money in some of the things that we do. We have the huge Topsfield Village Park that's going on right now, which is a lot of work. I was involved in designing the signs around Topsfield that say, welcome to Topsfield, with the rooster design on the back of it. So I think that what's nice about Topsfield, it's an historic community, but I think that we can add, and we do add, like a fresh look to it also for new homeowners that are moving from the city into the rural area with kids and families or single people. I think they like the idea of the rural aspect of it, but they want to see upcoming, like a little bit of fresh things too.
Yeah, I actually fall into that. Before I came to Topsfield 4 years ago, I lived in Brooklyn for 10 years, and then COVID happened. And we decided we wanted to move, and Topsfield had a lot of space, so we moved here, and it's been excellent for our kids. We've really been excited about the community care. I think something I like to have for not having been here that long is, how have you seen, you know, Topsfield grow? How have you seen it change? What's different? And, you know, you've been here for 20 years and been a business owner for 11. Like, correct. You've seen it a lot.
Correct. The magic moment.
Okay. The things that stick out for you. Things that you've been a part of families or families events that just like, wow, that was incredible.
Okay, that's a good question. So I have to check my files in my head and tell you about something. Because there are a lot of magical moments. Okay, so here's a good magical moment. So I live in an apartment. My landlord decided to move the house that I was living in on the property about 100 feet back, which meant I had to move out of my apartment for about 3 months. Okay, so out of that, what am I going to do? So because I had a customer and her family as friends for quite a few years who had a barn that I helped kind of refurbish and was sort of like a living quarters during like three seasons, I asked her if I could move into the barn and use sleep there and live there for the 3 months. And she said, absolutely. So they were so excited to have me. The barn was on their property. I would cook meals for them like every Wednesday because they would fall with their kids and so forth and so on. So, I mean, when you think about it, I had no shower, I had no bathroom, so I would use their outdoor shower and use their bathroom. But when you think about it, where could you go to move out of your apartment for 3 months without having to sign a lease? And what would you stay with and how would it work? And it was literally the same distance to my store as my apartment was. So that, I would say, is a really magical moment.
Yeah, I mean, the conversations that we've had leading up to this, you know, you've always expressed the warmth of this community.
Absolutely.
The willingness of this community to like reach out and help. I think it's fantastic. And I think it's fantastic that it seems like there's a lot more coming to Topsfield, particularly Topsfield Center. And I'm speaking to you live from 50 Main Street. That newly refurbished offices. So I think it's all great. One of the things that I think people are always going to be interested in is, because they know you as a business owner, and some people know you as a committee, but outside of that, like, what are the other things that like really passionate or really drive or excited about, or things that you might have done in the past that people probably don't know about that you could say, oh, you know, I did this thing in the past, and that maybe somebody else in the community would love to have a conversation about it because they want the same thing. I know we talked about starting a small business.
Sure, that's a bit right. So I think, I'm done now. I think the Proctor School has work a few hours for students at a business so they can get a taste of it. So we've done that a few times so that I've actually shown, I think, three or four students how to do floral arranging to show them what it would be like to be a florist and how what we like to create a floral arrangement. So to me, I kind of think how we can influence people that are young, people that are growing and not sure what they would like to do in life. And I think it's good for them to explore some different options, small businesses. I know a lot of businesses have done that.
Yeah, it's great. One of the visions I have for this and in the business community is, you know, there's a bunch of different paths that kids can take coming out of school. And some of them are only your own small business, but you know, it's difficult to learn about that
sure.
In school. So it's wonderful that you're opening your door to help kids out. That's kind of the mission of what I want to do here is for people to say, like, wow, this is something I never knew about this person before, or this is someone who has done something that I have always wanted to do, and I did not know that they lived three blocks away from me.
Brad,
I've actually bumped into Jordan Ireland here. Over me talking about the Voice of Topsfield podcast, I've never done it. I don't even know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And then Jordan's like, I love podcasts. So now he's helping us with this. And that's kind of the idea of this as well.
Exactly.
If you're going to give some advice to a young kid who wanted to start a business, like how would you go about doing that?
I would say, you know, they must find out what you like and try it and see. I believe it's a journey. So, you know, someone can have a passion for wanting to work in, be an engineer or work in a grocery store or whatever. And they may be on a journey that doesn't even end up like that. But I think it's really good. And I know a lot of small businesses here have hired students, local students to work in the stores. So I think they should try something that I think they might like. And to encourage them that it's a journey, that just because you choose to work at a place when you're 16 years old, doesn't mean that you have to stay with that type of fields or you have to be in that type of environment for the rest of your life. I think parents are good at encouraging kids also, but I think they need to try things. Don't be afraid of trying things. I think when I was younger, I would be wary of trying something, wasn't secure with trying something, but I think that's the way that we can create our own journey of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the kids I have worked with over the years, I think one of the most surprising things is how afraid they are of failing and how important failing is to succeeding. So I don't know if you have a good story on something that seemed like a failure, but ended up helping you later on.
I don't, but it's interesting you say that because someone told me that the word, I usually call it failing, but crisis, the word crisis in some language means opportunity. And so I think that, you know, a failure could be, we could take it as if it was a crisis. Oh, what am I going to do now? But I think it is an opportunity. And I think that, you know, as humans, we always want someone to try something, be successful at it. But I think that it's important to realize that it's not a contest. You don't have to succeed at every single thing that you try, but you learn and you grow from some of the things that you just take a step back. And I think that's a good way of going about it.
Sorry. Well, you know, kind of my, I think my last question here is, you know, what would you like to see come to Topsfield that maybe we don't have now, whether it's a business or something, you know?
I would like to see something to do with family, whether it's a family community center or a family pub restaurant that could be for families to go with a couple of kids to have dinner or two women meet for lunch to have a little date night out just without their family and friends, or two guys can go and watch a sports, some football and TV that it could be for everyone to participate. And I think, you know, there's challenges with that. Maybe it's not the right location, or we don't have the right location. And opening a restaurant is a big, huge challenge for a restaurateur, especially to finish out and all the equipment that's necessary. But we have some nice little restaurants here. But I think that we had something on a bigger scale that could benefit, like I said, family and friends, that would be something that would really benefit everyone. It would really be a good thing to have.
Yeah, I think it's always great to have more things that allow people to come together.
Exactly.
Intergeneration, right?
Yep, correct.
You know, it'd be a place where little kids,
correct,
parents and grandparents can go. And it's really hard to find. It really is.
Nice.
And because things, you know, have very specialized to audiences. And, you know, I spent some time in Europe and I'd see a lot of what you're talking about. And then I come back to the United States and there'd be another man. So I think it's a great suggestion.
You could do it, yeah. We could do it. And we need to bring the right person. The right person needs to want to be passionate about it and do it. Find the right location, have all the pieces come together to do that. So it'll happen.
Well, maybe someone listening to this.
Exactly.
Will be like, oh, I never even thought of that.
Right.
Now they did. And that's how these things happen. And I hope it's the vision, you know, the success of the Voice of Tops will be perhaps to find inspiration.
Sure.
You know, people can find inspiration in things that others have done. Or, you know, think of ideas of what they can do to help contribute.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the whole deal of this is to help people, help people benefit from the experiences of others, and then those people who have those experiences being able to share those to others, because that's part of it. Is, you know, I've got to a certain age, I'm in this space now, I'm 51 years old, and I have parents, I have kids, but I'm moving towards a space where I'm trying to help more and more people, young people. Yeah, I know. You know, it's tricky. It's tricky to find resources to do that. So I'm hoping in Topsfield that this might be a place where people can go to say, wow, I never knew Tom did this before. Right. That's exciting. I'm trying to learn more about it. And he lives here.
Right. And I never knew that you did this. So you inspired me. And I'm not young. I'm old. So
yeah.
It's inspired to me. I'm like, okay, podcast. And here we are.
Yeah.
But I think everyone in the community is helpful. They want to help someone else too. And I think, you know, things like this help inspire people to think differently and think, oh, wow, that's something interesting. And it kind of filters out and helps people motivated. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I really appreciate you coming on. This is the first one. So it's always tricky and no preparation for this. But I think, and I appreciate that the willingness to try this out. Give us a shot here, the Voice of Topsfield. And I guess the last question that I would have is, what is the most interesting event that you've seen happen in your time in Topsfield? It can be anything.
The most interesting events. That's interesting. Well, I would say Holiday on the Green, which is our seasonal event that happens during the holidays. That has grown so much, and you know, it started way back with a few people doing things and adding things to it, but it's taken off. It's such an unbelievable event. It's like hundreds of thousands of our residents come out and enjoy it, whether you're kids or a senior citizen. And I think that has been such, and it continues to be a big event. It's just a nice time of year for people to go out and celebrate the holidays.
Mm. Do you do stuff through your business for that?
Yeah, we have little giveaways. I have a little giveaway. We have food trucks. We have all types of events. Stores open. It's like an open house.
And it just started with a couple people
together years ago, and it's evolved into just even bigger. And so, but then we get a lot of donations also to help with decorating the town and so forth. So it really adds a lot of excitement. And like I said, for kids and for adults, families, it's really awesome.
Who would someone, say someone's listening to this and they want to get involved in that? Who would they do?
We do ask for volunteers. I know Teal Automobile, she, her sister, and they are the leaders of this. So that's a good question. Maybe I think we could find the information and give them the contact, but I have her email address. But they could contact her. We are always looking for volunteers, and we now have enough volunteers also.
Excellent. And then that information will be in the episode notes. So we'll have links to that and contact information if people want to get involved. Tom, I really appreciate it. Any other thoughts? Any final thoughts?
My final thought is thank you, Pete, for doing this and taking the initiative to set this up and to do it. I think the moral to the story is we get a health community. It's not about me, Tom. It's not about Pete. It's not about children. It's not about all of us. It's all about what we can do to help the community or inspire the community to help each other and so forth.
We only got one ride. Let's make the best of it, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks again.
And that's a wrap for this episode of The Voice of Topsfield. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this week's conversation. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, and all your favorite listening platforms. We release a new episode every Friday, so stay tuned for more local news, events, and stories. Until next time, this is Topsfield.